Here's a holiday tip and reminder for everyone. Slow it down. You don't have to mirror other people's chaos. You're allowed to stay grounded, even when the world is sprinting, shouting, or throwing rubber balls at your face. I'm Paul Cram, actor, storyteller, and queer dodgeball player. Last fall, I joined a queer dodgeball league, you know, just looking for a little movement and community. And in addition to that, I found myself studying the spiritual art of not matching other people's energy in real time from this incredible team of sapphic athletes I'm lucky enough to play alongside. Watching these incredible lesbians and non-binary players has taught me something I wish I'd known at 12. And lately, I've been thinking about something. I guess I have been learning this for years, but it's really beautiful to finally see it lived right beside me. There's this vibe my teammates bring. It's cool, it's calm, it's collected. Aloof a little bit, but it's in the kind of way that says, I know who I am, and I don't need to flap my arms about it. And if you've ever played dodgeball, yeah, you know it's chaos. You're scanning the court, eyes everywhere, balls flying from all directions, dodging, jumping, catching, throwing, sometimes all within one breath. God help you if you're the last one standing against a fully loaded team, ready to launch an assault. It's a kind of moment that makes you want to scream. And yeah, I absolutely have screamed. I just have to say, it's fun. It's ridiculous. And it's also strangely revealing, because in all of that gloriously frantic chaos, you can see it. Calm actually pays off. My teammates? They're grounded. Watching them play reminded me of something I learned the hard way. I grew up different. And when you're raised in a house where emotions explode like landmines, yeah, you learn to scan the room, to people please, to over-explain, to tap dance emotionally. Yeah, whatever it takes to stay safe. For years, that's been my default. Look lively, stay cheerful, anticipate danger, manage everyone's temperature. It's so exhausting. And I have been actively unlearning that with a lot of different tools. But I just have to say, at dodgeball, it's so wonderful and it's so great to see and even study, this different way of being in real time. When the energy around them gets loud or chaotic, yeah, my teammates, they don't match it all the time. We even say to each other, slow it down. Which means literally pause, center. Here's a holiday tip and reminder for everyone. There's something in that. Wisdom. They stay centered. Like a mountain with weather swirling around it. The clouds change, the wind changes, but the mountain doesn't. Makes me think of how I used to show up. You know, that squirrely energy. And I think about that and I look at it and I kind of hold it up against this mountain energy. Yeah. Not really trying to judge that squirrely energy at all. Some of it was a survival tool. Some of it also is just getting some anxiety out. And I still sometimes am really squirrely. And also sometimes out on the court, I might not even be squirrely. I might just be, meeting the energy head on with my own energy, which sometimes is super amped up, which is fun. I'm really noticing and seeing, it's just playing alongside them. It's right in the middle of all this. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this to me, and hopefully this is for you too. But yeah, you're allowed to keep your center. You're allowed to be the mountain. You don't have to mirror every emotion in the room. You don't have to dance for your safety anymore. You can let the world whip around you and still stay planted in yourself. Honestly, that feels like the best holiday reminder I could offer anyone. Be grounded, be steady, be yourself. I used to think that aloof meant sort of distant and cold, but I'm learning. Yeah, it turns out that it can also mean like deeply at peace while everyone else is spiraling. Yeah, we do. We get to decide our frequency. The winds can howl all they want. We get to stay the mountain. We don't have to match other people's chaos. Yeah. I hope this lands for some people. I hope you get what I'm kind of driving at. And stick around. I've definitely got more stories, hopefully some more calm, and definitely some more queer dodgeball philosophy to come. You can find me on some socials, you know, Instagram, Facebook, a few different places, wherever you want to take a poke and see if I'm there. There's a little different content on different platforms. But yeah, follow, like, subscribe, do all those things. And I hope you have happy holidays. Smooches.